Glory to Jesus Christ. For this Sunday and for this feast, we have instead of homily, pastoral letter of our Bishop Milan. He writes, "Dear brothers and sisters, on this day, as we celebrate the feast of the Theophany of our Lord, I would like to open and dedicate this year, which marks the golden anniversary of the establishment of the Eparchy of Parma and Metropolitan Church of Pittsburgh, as the year of renewal and deepening of our faith. 50 years provide the opportunity to look back and reflect on the life of our church. We do this in thanksgiving, recognizing the many examples of sacrifice, piety, dedication and vitality that resulted in growth, especially in the 70s and 80s. Without a doubt, many souls were led to their heavenly reward. With gratitude, we remember that cloud of witnesses, the bishops, priests, religious, and laity, who in countless ways offer testimony to their faith. The anniversary year also offers an occasion to acknowledge the negative events that weakened our eparchy and caused a loss of vitality and at times even a loss of hope for the future. We should approach the Lord with repentance in our hearts and ask forgiveness individually and as an eparchy. Above all, we need to look forward with hope. This is only possible with renewed faith and a firm decision to follow the gospel that contains the commandments of Christ. If our hearts have abandoned this willingness, we should look into the reasons why. Saint Theophan the Recluse says, "This happens when the grace given at baptism is not preserved." He provides the following causes. First, leaving the church and its grace-giving means, which starves the root of the Christian life, disconnecting it from its sources. In this way it wilts, just as a flower does when it is not watered. The second, failure to pay heed to one's bodily nature, which opens the door for passions to take hold of the soul. Third, forgetting the main goal of life. People do not have direction and lack the means to achieve union with God. Fourth, neglecting the spiritual life, prayer, the fear of God, and formation of conscience are overshadowed by earthly cares. Fifth, neglecting to put into practice Christian principles and God's way of life. Could this point to the lack of vitality in our individual faith and lives and in the eparchy as a whole? I would like you to join with the clergy at your parish and meditate on these causes. My hope is that this exercise will lead to spiritual activities in your parish. They could renew the grace of baptism in our souls. We must first, however, be convinced that personal holiness, which leads to salvation, is a priority. This will take courage and conviction. I challenge you to make a pledge to begin the process that leads to this goal. I challenge all priests to preach during this 50th anniversary year about and how to avoid the 5 points of St. Theophan der Kloos above and to teach the art of spiritual living, the importance of prayer and the sacraments, and of giving up small things for the sake of gaining everything. As we begin this year of renewal and of deepening of our faith to mark the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy of Parma and the Metropolia, I exhort you to make a pledge to renew your faith, as well as our church with the pledge cards that are distributed to your parish and that may be found in a visible place in your church. As we commemorate the baptism of our Lord, let us be mindful of our own baptism when we first received the grace to live the life of Christian discipleship. I pray that we are renewed in our journey and that we accept Christ in our lives so that life can turn us back to life as individuals, parish communities, and as the Eparchy of Parma. Yours in Christ, Vladika Milan Vlach, Bishop of Parma. I think the bishop gave us very good vision for future, vision which was needed. And yes, he gave us challenge. I mean, should accept this challenge because it is not, we are, because this, our acceptance of this challenge, it's not form how to please bishop. This challenge, to accept this challenge means to accept invitation to heaven. And we have to really rethink our Christian life, rethink the goal of our life, rethink what is important and what is not important, what leads to heaven and what leads to hell, because both realities are eternal and for sure. Bishop was talking about these pledge cards. They are here. Very, very simple, usual beginning prayers here, but there is like one slip you can like disconnect this. And if you wish, it would be nice, make a pledge. If you are those things here are very simple and should be basic things of our spiritual life, basic. And you can sign it to Bishop Milan. And you can add your personal pledge. You can add what you are going to do about more than those thorny things, to pray for the church, to pray for this community of Byzantine Catholics, and what do you want to do, what would bring you on the closer to heaven. You can write on your personal story how you came to deeper faith to Christ. Is it important to make this pledge? Is it important because if we don't make pledges in our life, if we don't make resolutions, we are like, we don't have goal. Our days are going in vain. We don't have plan for our life. than we are wasting with our life. It is important to write it to Bishop. Yes, because it would be encouragement for him. And he is a shepherd who sees his flock and problems, needs our encouragement too. And it's very important for him to see that there are people who care and they are taking their life with Christ seriously. For sure, this is the beginning of journey, and as he challenged priest, I will be following his challenge and we will be meditating during, I will be using Sunday's homilies to touch those five causes why this grace of baptism is not active in our lives. So we'll be meditating on those five causes which offer Saint Theophan the Recluse. And we have a program in our spiritual program in our parish, and I would like to invite you. I didn't it like in force, and I don't mean that, but for those who can, there's each Monday we are studying the art of spiritual life. So you are everybody who wants to join, doors are open. You can join anytime. There are many other options, and those options will be offered to those who want. You know, church has a lot to offer, but if you don't approach the church, you are not going to get this offer. This can be a wonderful year for us as individuals and for us as a parish, as a church, if we take seriously this Bishop Milan's challenge.